Travis,
yes.
Would you like to come talk to us about joy?
Yes, I would. So, joy is something we all need. I promise we'll be to make sure you get joy this morning. Psalm 16:11 in the New International Version, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence and your eternal pleasures at your right hand. So, golf. Yeah, most of you guys know that I love golf. I'm kind of crazy about it. It's kind of an addiction, but at least seeing it is what it is. But golf can be, it looks so simple. See, I've got this, if you can see it, this is a driver. This is a big golf right here. This is supposed to be a long way. And this is the golf ball. It looks so simple. You put the golf ball down, and you're supposed to be able to hit it. You know, you go back, and you're supposed to swing and hit the ball. But it's really hard to do. It's really complicated. Sometimes you get interferences, and you hear things, and people say things, and people do things that just mess you up. Like sometimes you'll be there getting ready to swing, and you go back with your swing, and your partner's phone goes off. Somebody's calling, and he's like, "Oh, I got to go answer that." You're like, "Wait, I'm trying to swing the club." You're frustrated. Mess up your swing. If you've ever watched golf on TV, you'll see the pros. They have somebody that goes with their hands up, and it's an official. He's telling the guys, the fans, be quiet. Even at the Masters. Masters, actually, that which is one of the most prominent tournaments in golf industry. In the Masters, you can't even take your cell phone with you, but leave it at home. So anyway, sometimes you get up there and you hit what's the perfect shot for me, you know. The pros, when they swing this club, it's about this club face is moving about 140 miles an hour. When he hits the golf ball. And it smashes this ball. They call it compression, but it smashes this hard ball when they hit it. As you can see, it just flattened up and it just goes forever. Well, when I hit it, it's about 80 or 90 miles an hour, which is still pretty fast for an old man. And so when I hit it and my buddies are watching and I hit the perfect shot, it's right where I was aiming, it's tall, towering shot, goes so far, I can't see that far. So I'm like, it's got to be good because I can't see it. And they're like, yeah, man, that was a great shot. You're going to love that one. Well, I get down there, and it happens to go a little too far or may have bounced to the wrong side, wrong way, and went left. Goes down into this washed-out area. It's hard, pan, dirt. Trying to hit off that is really hard to do, and there's trash everywhere. There's roots, and then it's now I've got to deal with trees between me and the green, you know. It's like, good Lord. And there was this time that, Dave, when I would get there, I might have said some bad words about what was going on with that situation. I may have said some bad words. I'm not going to say I did or not. But at some point, I had to have come to Jesus meeting. Because it just wasn't fun anymore. I was fussing too much, and I was like, I'm not even enjoying this. Somebody's come out here and mowed this lawn for me. Now they put some dirt and stuff in the way of my golf ball, and there's water sometimes, and there's trees sometimes, and all that stuff. But, you know, I should be enjoying this. But I wasn't. Because I was taking what I did good, and I was being very happy about it, but I was losing my joy. Joy is different than happiness. Happiness is something that when everything's going right, going your way, you're like, yeah, you know. But when you get into difficult situations and you have trouble, sometimes that's where happiness goes away. But joy don't have to. Now, I started doing something with my golf ball, you know. Indeed, it's kind of crazy because of all the golf things. I don't know if you can see it. 10 days. See that? What's on there?
Oh,
something. You got something on there.
Four dots.
See that?
Little number.
What's it look like? Can you see it? What does it look like? It's a smiley face. It's a smiley face. So I put the ball down when I set it down to hit it. I put it down with that smiley face looking at me. And so I'm like, how can I be mad? Because I got a smiley face on my golf ball. That's what keeps our joy sometimes. When we get in those tough, difficult situations, and I know we don't have any children here today, but we all, as Pastor says, we're children at heart. We can keep our joy in the times of trouble, situations that we face. Some of them are arguing. Some of them just happen. You know? It's life. And we have troubles. We have sorrows. And we have things that we really have to deal with. But joy will bring us through. I choose joy.
Thank you,
Travis. All right.
And this is it. We're glad you hit the swing, the club, or the ball, and connect. Isn't it true on that also that joy comes from deep within, happiness is just temporarily testified.